Track 10, Cofton Holidays, marks 50 years in business. A family-run holiday park in Dawlish is marking a major milestone as it celebrates 50 years in business. What began in 1975 as a modest farm campsite has grown into an 80-acre popular family holiday destination. Having welcomed over 1.5 million guests and won more than 110 awards over the last five decades, Cofton Holidays is celebrating with a series of celebratory events, including the launch of a commemorative Spirit of Cofton gin. Brothers George and Alf Jeffrey bought Cofton Farm in 1975 with just a few caravans. In its early days, George and his wife Valerie welcomed guests in summer while the farm continued through the winter. Year-round operation soon followed, creating jobs and drawing families from across the country. Today, the park welcomes thousands of guests annually, many of whom have visited for decades. Director Roger Jeffrey, who now runs the park with siblings Helen, Melanie and Chris, said, "We all mucked in as kids, literally. This place was our playground, our home and our future. Watching it become what it is today has been incredible." The Jeffrey family's ties to Devon stretch back generations. George's grandmother, Amelia, once ran a shop in Sidmouth, a legacy now honoured at the park's Amelia's Cafe. Over the years, the park has expanded from the original campsite to include an outdoor pool, a pub and fishing lakes. A biomass plant was installed in 2017 to bring sustainable energy to the site, and luxury lodges were introduced in 2020, followed by a high ropes course, a pump track and games area. Linda Jeffrey, who's worked at the park for more than 35 years, explained, "It's not just a job, it's part of my life. Cofton feels like home to everyone who comes here." The park has won numerous awards over the years, with the highlight in 2019 winning a coveted five-star rating from Visit England. Cofton is inviting locals and holidaymakers to share favourite Cofton Holidays memories, moments and photos on social media using hashtag Cofton50.
100 years for ex-Navy man Philip. A former serviceman living in Newton Abbot has celebrated his 100th birthday. As is customary for those who reach their centenary year, Mr. Philip Coker received his card from His Majesty King Charles III on July the 20th. He enlisted as an apprentice with the Royal Navy in 1941, serving as an apprentice ordnance artificer based in Plymouth when hostilities came to an end in Europe on May the 8th, 1945. A special presentation was held for Philip at Newton Abbot Royal British Legion on Saturday the 19th of July, where Mayor Councillor Colin Parker gave a speech. Councillor Parker said, "You, Philip, had an exemplary career before you retired from the Navy in 1965. We wish you all the best for the many years I hope you have ahead of you, and thank you for your service to this country." And there's a lovely photograph of Philip Coker sat in, looking very comfy in his armchair and looking at his card from the King.
Community festival proved popular with residents. Residents of Kingstainton had the opportunity to enjoy their own free community festival last weekend. The Town Council organised an event which took place in the grounds of the Community Hall on Saturday, 26th July, offered a range of activities and proved a hit with residents of the town. Fun and games, balloon modelling, giant inflatables and lashings of candy floss were all on the bill, along with live music from Jess Rowe, Roger Stiles and Buster Groove, plus a number of street dance performances from ZC Dance, and community groups Kingstainton Wild, Community Speedwatch and PC Willicott of the Community Police Team were also on hand offering community engagement and advice. Organisers said they were delighted with the bumper attendance and that a fantastic afternoon was enjoyed by all who attended.
Dawlish Vigil honours aid workers. A vigil was held in Dawlish on Monday night in support of all those working to provide humanitarian aid. Organised as an informal event by the Christians Together for Dawlish and District, a group of about 20 people joined together on the seafront to pray for all those involved in providing humanitarian aid and working for peace. The Waves of Hope event was an informal gathering at the viaduct, with those attending given the chance to provide their own prayer or reading. The vigil lasted about half an hour.
Ona says goodbye, a sister to take over cafe. Thank you for every visit, every smile and every shared moment, says a Newton Abbot cafe owner as she retires after nearly 30 years. After 29 years of serving coffee, cakes, scones, food and making memories, the time has come for the Country Table Cafe's Karen Brady to begin a new chapter in her life, retirement. This cafe has been so much more than just a place to eat and drink, says Karen. It's become a home, a meeting place, and most of all, a community. Over the years, I've had the privilege of watching families grow, friendships form, and regulars become friends. We are so grateful to the fantastic staff we have employed over the years. These brilliant staff have been the backbone of our business, and we have been immensely proud of them all. I want also to express my deepest gratitude to all our customers for your support, loyalty and kindness. And though Karen is stepping away from the counter, customers can still feel safe in the knowledge that nothing will change. No food changes, no staff changes, as Karen's sister Julie, who has worked alongside her for 28 years, will be taking over. Julie will be at the helm with a little help from husband Mark. Myself and my husband Alan wish them both luck and happiness in their new venture at the Country Table Cafe, says Karen. And for those wanting to say goodbye to Karen, she will be in the cafe from 9:30 to 2:30 p.m. on August the 4th to August the 8th.
Steam Train Memory Cafe wins Quality Award. An innovative memory cafe on board a working steam train has achieved national recognition. Buckfast Lee Memory Cafe is celebrating after being awarded the Devon Memory Cafe Consortium Quality Mark. The unique cafe, which takes place on board a steam train, received the award during a joyful journey along the South Devon Railway. Elaine Musgrave from Timbridge CVS went along for the journey to present a commemorative plaque and certificate. She said, "It has been a pleasure to award Buckfast Memory Cafe the Quality Assurance Mark for Memory Cafes. This mark recognises excellence in safety, effectiveness and meaningful support for those living with dementia and their carers. Witnessing the energy, coordination and care was inspiring. The joy on the passengers' faces showed the true impact of this incredible initiative." Catherine Bailey, founder and CAF coordinator, expressed her pride, saying, "We're all thrilled that our memory CAF has been recognised for its quality and care, both in the experience we deliver and the behind-the-scenes dedication. It is a genuine honour to work with such a committed team to bring happiness, connection and community to people living with dementia and their loved ones each month."